Have you ever wondered about your family's past? What stories lie hidden in dusty photo albums and whispered conversations? Today on Family Tapes, we journey into the hearts and minds of our loved ones, unearthing forgotten memories and uncovering the threads that bind us together. Join me as I, Preston So, interview family members from grandparents to siblings, exploring their triumphs and tribulations, their joys and sorrows. Through laughter and tears, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of our heritage, discovering the lessons learned, the values instilled, and the legacy that lives on within us all. Get ready for a captivating journey through generations as we uncover the story that shaped our lives and connect us to the past, present, and future. This is Family Tapes, where memories become treasures, and the past shapes who we are. Today, we have the pleasure of introducing you to a remarkable woman, one who holds a place in our hearts and lives, my mom, Kim So. You see, my mom is not just any ordinary mom. She's an extraordinary force of love, strength, and grace. And today, we gather to celebrate her and the immense significance she holds in our lives. Join us as we explore the qualities that make my mom so unique and the impact she has had on the lives of those who know and love her. Hello, everybody. Today, I'm with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
And I want to ask you one question. What's the funniest story you have about being a parent?
So the funniest story I can recall off the top of my head was when we went to San Antonio as a family for a road trip, and we were going to the Alamo. So at this time, I believe Preston was around 10 years old, and then his brother Richmond was 9, and then his youngest brother, William, was about 4. So we all went to the Alamo. And there was one point where William needed to go to the restroom. So I said, I'll take William. So my husband, Bill, Preston's dad, was with Preston and Richmond while I took William to the restroom. So the restroom was about one or two buildings over from the exhibit we were looking at. So I left that building, took William over maybe, I want to say, 100-foot pathway to this other building with the restroom. And he went, everything was fine. I left, walking ahead of him towards the exhibit that Preston was at to meet them back up. And then when I turned around, as we left the restroom, I noticed that William was gone. So, obviously, I lost him somewhere. So, of course, being a mom, I started to panic a little bit. But the first thing I did was retrace my steps to see where he was at, and I couldn't see him. So, I called Bill, my husband, to say, William is lost. I can't find him. And he said, okay, calm down. We'll figure it out. Let's see if you can retrace your steps. So, he came out. He went to the left, and I went to the right, back towards the restroom. So I went towards that way, and then I walked further past the restroom, and I noticed I heard some screaming and crying. So I knew right away that's probably William. So what happened was, as we left the restroom, there was a fork in the pathway, and William wasn't paying attention. He went the other way while I went towards the exhibit where Preston was at. So at that fork, William went the wrong way, and he got lost, and I heard him screaming and crying. So as I came up to him, he was really upset, obviously, and scared. And he had about four parents around him, adults. There was two men, a woman, and a young girl, probably in her about 20, like a college girl. And they were all trying to calm him down, but I thought it was funny because they were strangers, so he knew not to get close to them. And he was crying and kicking at them and saying, "No, no, I can't talk to you. I don't know you." And he was screaming at them. And the parents were laughing because they thought it was cute that he knows not to talk to strangers. So when they saw me, they said that he's so smart and funny, and he was mad at me for losing him. So, but everything was fine. He calmed down after that. And that was pretty funny.
And one more question. What is the biggest piece of significance you would take out of that story and apply it to real life?
Don't lose my kids.
And treat them not to trust strangers.
Yeah, don't talk to them.
Thank you. The moral of the story was to not lose your children in a crowded place, which I find pretty funny. And the basic fundamental of this podcast was unearthing forgotten memories and make them come to light. So thank you for your time, and I, your host, Preston Stowe, would like to thank my mom once again for letting me ask her about her funniest moment whenever she was parenting.